Hello?
I can see to Lisa Park, please.
Depends who's calling.
Hi, Lisa. My name's Michael. I'm a senior investigator at MMA Legal. We're
looking All right. Yeah, that's me you're talking to. Yeah, that's fine.
Thank you, Lisa. Just to let you know, Lisa, all our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
Yeah.
Do you have 5 minutes to have a quick chat with me about your case?
Yeah.
Perfect. Like I said, Lisa, I'm a senior investigator here. My job is to not go over your old stuff. You've already given statements, and I don't want to keep having to drag you through, you know, what happened to you in these three care settings. My job is to have a chat with you and find out how, you know, being in care has affected you later on in life, whether that be, you know, sort of mental health issues, any sort of substance or alcohol issues.
It's the depression of my adult life.
Okay.
I turned to drugs. Been an addict most of my adult life as well. I just recently got myself totally clean by coming up the Vividal injection. Don't know if you've heard of it.
A
replacement for methadone. So you don't have to go to the chemist every day. You get an injection once a month.
Okay.
And so you just need to go to the clinic once a month, you know, but I was on that for 4 years and I just walked away from it. I had my last injection the end of November.
Oh, that's amazing.
I didn't suffer any symptoms whatsoever. I'm actually starting to think they gave us a placebo for the past wee while, you know, because it didn't feel any different walking away from it, you know.
Yeah.
But I suffered faith. Like mental health, mental depression mainly, and drug problems. Let's say I was an addict. I was a full blown heroin addict, injecting and everything.
How long was you on heroin for?
Lost kids and everything due to it because I didn't because I was in care and stuff. I didn't know how to be a parent because I wasn't taught. You know, like showing love to my daughters and everything.
I was hard then.
And I lost my youngest at four. Well, I've seen my youngest, when she was five, and my oldest when she was 12. I've seen my oldest throughout the years, so, because she lives in Dundee. But my youngest had to go through to Glasgow, and she's now 22. I've never seen her. I've never spoke or anything. It doesn't look like there's going to be any in the close future anyway.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I've just seen my granddaughter for the first time the other day. She was born the end of November, so my daughter's been, like, taking it very slow and speaking to me and things. We just talk on, like, Snapchat. She'll not give me her actual number. She just gets on Snapchat. That's the only social media I'm on, so that was not because she's on Instagram and stuff, but she says to just speak to her through Snapchat. So, I've not met grandson yet or nothing, you know. He's 7 years old, and I've not even met him yet or anything, so.
Have you spoken to your children or your daughter about, obviously, what happened to you while you were in care?
No.
What happened to you whilst you were in care? Maybe that...
No. That's not the type of conversations we're having just now. It's mainly all just present stuff, you know. I've told her about what I went through over the years, about my drug situation, things like that. Although she heard herself, and I think she'd probably seen it for herself as well, you know.
Yeah.
I always thought I looked good going in the term, but according to other people, no, you never. You just think that because you were full of that and get that sort of reaction in. But anyway, that's fine now. It took us 30 years to get here.
Like you said, though, Lisa, if you know, you had zero role models on how to act as a parent, you know, it's hard to show love if you haven't felt that, isn't it? That's everything that's happened to you in your adulthood is all stems from what happened to you as a child.
Exactly.
And that's...
It's only now looking back that I'm straight now and I realise that really affected the rest of my life.
Oh,
at the time I didn't know that, you know.
No. And the reason why I said that, I asked you if you've spoken to your daughters about it, they haven't seen that. They don't understand it. All they've probably seen is, you know, the mum not being there and shows, you know, substance over over them.
I would like to hear the conversation we are so that she doesn't end up in my position, basically.
Yeah,
but to do well with her kids, she was saying that the other day, because what actually happened the other day, I hadn't seen her or anything, but she took us to see my little brother who's in Pullman.
Okay.
So we dived in, but I told her before we left, look, I'm not going to be speaking about nothing heavy, we'll just keep it light conversation. I was able to tell her about, like, I've been in prison and everything through a drug deal, and I told her a couple of things about that were quite funny, you know. It was light-hearted talking, basically. She was listening to the stories and that. So we're only just at that stage just now.
Okay.
You know, it's getting a wee bit of my past.
Yeah.
And we've not went into the being in care and how and what happened while I was in care and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I'm talking about that, yeah.
What I'm going to do, Lisa, is I'm going to get you all the information from your time in care and all your medical records. And you can have a copy of that, Lisa. So maybe that could, you know, that could be...
I've never seen my files or anything.
Yeah,
could that's
that could be a way
like
of bridging
know.
The gap.
Because I was told my dad put us into care voluntary and stuff, and I'm getting led to believe that wasn't the case. We were taken from my dad. But I've thought all my life that I was put in there voluntary because you couldn't cope with five kids.
Yeah.
But I don't even know my brothers were at home when we got put in care. I just didn't remember because it was only six. No.
Oh, wow.
And I was in places before that. I was in 11 different places before that where I was born, in and out of, like, women's aids, refugees, these type of places, can be my mum, and different homes as well. There's a few different homes I was in before I reached the one that was in until I was 15.
Yeah.
It was in 8 year, 2 weeks and 2 days.
the instability you've had as a child, you know, how could you even, you know, become stable as an adult? The foundation which your life has been built on is just instability, mistrust, you know, lack of probably emotion, want of a better word, or certainly love. Which has obviously then gone on to affect you in your adult life with your relationships with your daughters.
It's only now that I'm an adult as well. Sorry to interrupt you, but it's about the same time. It's only now watching programs and stuff, I see how we're supposed to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's strange though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it really strange that you've had to take, you know, validation on how to act from a TV program or social media, or you were never actually shown that by the parents or the people who should have guided you as a child.
Mm-hmm.
It's horrendous. Yeah. I'm so sorry for everything you've been through, Lisa. I genuinely am.
And I
can't make it better. All I can do is try and get you as much money as we possibly can. It's not going to...
The money doesn't really bother me yet.
No.
It really doesn't. I get enough benefits now. Only just recently, the past 16, 18 months or something, I've been on the right benefits. Actually, not even that long, sorry. Only the last year.
Mm-hmm.
September last year, now on the correct benefits. I got enough money to live. I'm able to treat my family now.
Yeah, fantastic.
So that money, it's going to be good when I get it, obviously, but it's not the first thing on my mind.
I mean, that's all I can't fix what's happened to you, but I can piece together, you know, some of the places you've been, so you can use that as a source of validation to your daughters to say, well, look, this is what I went through, this is where I was, this is my medical records, this is why I you know.
Because in the medical records, that'll show up, like, things like neglect and stuff, won't it?
Yeah, of course it will. Of course it will. Can I take some GP details off you, Lisa? Because obviously they will have records of your drug abuse or your drug.
Just check my prescription to make sure I'm giving you the right.
I
know it actually. It's Dr. Bright at Atherstone Medical Centre. Dr. Sally Bright, her name is.
What's the name of the practice, please, Lisa?
It's a mill practice.
Yeah.
And it's in Atherstone Medical Centre.
Arthur.
That's all one word, Arthur Stone. Is that an end? It's 39 Arthur Stone Terrace.
I'm not the fastest of typers.
No, it's fine.
And where is it, sorry, Lisa?
Dundee.
Yeah, no, oh, the address again, sorry.
Sorry, 39 Arthur Stone Terrace.
Okay, I'll find it from there. That's perfect.
We'll give you the postcode, which will make it easier.
Go on.
Delta 4.
Yeah.
6QY.
Okay, excellent.
And their phone number is 01382.
One sec, sorry. It's 01382. Yeah.
456700.
Fantastic. What I'll do
I've had the
I'll
same number all practically all my life. I've been with the same surgery apart for a year when I was in prison, and another couple of years after that I went to a closer clinic, but I went back to there because I got the jail again actually and lost some place, so I'm back there now, but it's basically a doctor I've been with all my life, you know, so I know they've got all the records and everything, you know.
Even though you've hopped through a couple of different practices, they will still hold, or they will have transferred all of your records over, so when I rock...
Because I've been with them a few years now, actually, so
when I write to Dr. Bright, they will have all of your historical medical records.
Do you want the CHI number?
What?
You got my date of birth, but do you want the CHI number? Do you know the number next to your date of birth when you're giving information, speaking to medical people? It's 0049.
CHI. What, sorry?
It's a CHI number. That's the number you're given when you're born.
Okay, what is the number I've got? 0049. Is that like a national insurance number, is it?
No, this is a thing you're given when you're actually born.
Yeah.
To do with your medical side of things, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure I put that on the letter too.
I've always known it, it's just one of the things that I've always known. So I always say, when somebody will say it's my date of birth, and then I'll say, and my CHI number is 0049. You know, it's like doctors or clinics or something along their lines, and always say my CHI number in the wrong spelling.
Yeah, that's great.
Nobody ever knows that number.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to write to your GP, I'm going to write to the local authorities for the three care settings that I've got, Burnside, Carolina House, and obviously you're in a private fostering home.
Yeah, it was Carolina House Trust. That's the name of the place. And they were actually a charity-based. I don't know if they even received any government help.
Okay.
Because they were originally an orphanage bay way back in the early 1900s. So when I got there, it was still an orphanage. I don't know when it changed.
Yeah.
think it was a new owner that changed, new boss that changed it. But that was years later. Anyway, what were you about to ask me?
So when I get all this information, Lisa, would you like copies of it?
Yeah, please, yeah. Because I've never seen it. It would be good to read, and then it gives me more insight to be able to explain it to my daughters.
Yeah, perfect. Copies.
They have two daughters. One of them's now a man, so I've got a daughter and a son now, actually.
Oh, wow.
Used to be Katie Venenuer, and she's now a guy called Charlie.
Oh, wow. That's cool. How was that for you?
Hear everybody to their own, but my daughter a few years ago was blaming me for it.
Okay.
She says, that's your fault, she's turned out like that sort of thing. And I was like, how could it be my fault? You're born like that.
Yeah, of course you are, yeah.
It's instilled in you when you're born, you know? Because she was a really girly girl when she left me. But she did like to play with cars. And she knew every make and model of car just by the sight of it.
Yeah. Did she go into cars? He go into cars? Sorry.
I don't know. I know that he went to university. I just found out the other day, and he's got a degree. And it's something to do with wanting to be a forensic scientist.
Oh, wow. So
a degree to do with that. I can't remember what she says here.
Yeah,
her life was, because she'd said it quick, and I was just more impressed with her. She's been to uni. Nobody in her family's been to uni. I went to college.
But, that's amazing. You must be so proud.
Didn't they go to uni? Although I've got an IQ now of 132.
Okay.
I'm in the sitting top group. I'm really good at quizzes and things like that, general knowledge.
Amazing.
But the other side of my brain, that's not the greatest.
That's all because
the emotion side of the brain and in a hole.
Yeah. That's a trauma, though. That's all due to trauma. That's all trauma that you faced as a child.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get you all this information. I'll get you a copy of everything. And what we'll then do is we'll come back, we'll go through all of your statements, make sure that we have got absolutely everything.
The more information you have,
the more information, the better, obviously.
The better, right.
And if you have any witnesses, Lisa, anybody, not from your time in care, but anyone that's seen the after effects, the heroin abuse, the depression, any family members, any friends, or maybe even your doctor, we can have a chat with them and get
one of my family members, because there was eight of us. There's now only seven. My third youngest brother, because I'm the fifth in the row. Again, it's like four older brothers and then me. And then my dad had another three kids to somebody else.
Okay.
And then, so that makes eight. It's only seven now. And every one of them are witnesses to the way it comes out. I'm sure they would all be willing to say a bit.
Yeah, we don't need it now.
One of them actually wouldn't really, because we've never really talked. There was someone I was about to say to you there today. And I've gone about how many siblings. All my siblings. I've got a cousin, because I lost a husband at 27. He died in police custody.
Police
had done him in, and he died due to and there was a fatal accident inquiry, but because I was on drugs just before he died, I was dabbling, but then when he died, I went over the edge and ended up heavy on them, like everyday, daily use kind of thing, up properly, and then I ran out of time. I only had 3 years to put in a claim against the police.
Okay.
And my daughter had to, she was 16, but she left at 12. She wanted to leave at 12. It was her that actually asked my brother's girlfriend, common man wife, they had two children, they lived together, common law, sorry. And so she went to live with them. So since that, me and my brother, second oldest brother, Graham, me and him, he's put a claim in as well, actually, the one that's got cancer, or had cancer.
Okay, put a claim in with us.
Graham Tarbert, yeah, yeah, so we use as well.
Okay.
His was going to be getting fast-tracked due to the cancer.
Okay. I can't comment, Lisa, on the clients, unfortunately.
Oh, other clients. He's classed as another client, is he? Although he's my brother, yeah.
It's just through GDPR and, you know...
Yeah, I understand that. He's put a claim in as well, but me and him have never talked. And then my brother that I was actually in Carolina with, because we got put in care together. I was six, he was seven. We grew up until I left the home at 15. He stayed in the home till he was 18 and moved in his own flat. So then we were quite close, we were very close. And then ended up starting on the drugs and things. It was actually my partner, not dealing with my partner, because he did hit us, so they all turned against him. So he was there at the wedding just to be there for me, because he knew none of the rest of my family were going to be there, because nobody else came. No, his family all showed up, but I had one brother there for me. And a couple of the staff members came to the evening to do what that we had. But anyway, so he used to speak to me till my daughter was about... Well, actually, it was till I started taking the drugs. He became very distant. He was actually... I think he'd... Had he moved? No, he hadn't moved to Arbroath by then, no. So he lives in Arbroath now, so we didn't see him there. We talk every few months, you know. And, like I'm saying, that all stems, but I lost him because we didn't know how to talk to one another about my problem or anything, so we just didn't talk. You know, we didn't talk for years. Yeah, I'd only see him at funerals and events like that, you know.
Yeah.
And he used to be really close to my daughter, so they lost touch as well.
That's a shame.
Due to my issues. It wasn't really me he was seeing. He was taking my daughter out every weekend when he was off work. He'd take her swimming or in town or they'd do something anyway, you know. But I lost all that. And that also became more of a problem because Danielle had moved to my brother's house, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of things have happened over the years that all stem to the same thing.
That's exactly what I was just about to say. It all stems from your childhood.
Exactly.
All of it. And like I said, I won't be able to help you with you know, what's happened to you in the past. We'll get some recognition. Certainly. We may even get an apology. And also some compensation for you, but you know, hopefully the information that I'm able to get you back can piece together some of the missing pieces, and help you start building some bridges with your daughters.
Yeah, I know it's going to take a while before that's going to happen. See anything like that? No, it's going to take months probably.
Yeah, anywhere between, and if you say 12 months.
No, I'm meaning to get my notes, to see any paperwork, that's what I mean, I know about the actual claim itself, no, I mean the paperwork, that's still going to take a couple of months, is it?
Oh, yeah, easy. These local authorities don't move, you know, very quick. We have a team that specialises in chasing.
They're also going to have a lot of claims going in, and it's probably one office dealing with it, you know?
Yeah, of course. That's a bottleneck somewhere, yeah.
Scotland's doing this thing. It's been amount of different adverts I've seen on Facebook was mental when I first seen anything, you know, myself and my eyes. That was a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
A few months ago now, actually. And it was loads of different adverts all about, have you been in care? or have you been abused? And it was him in different places and institutions and stuff, and the amount of comments, there was hundreds of comments on it, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, because my brother done it, my oldest brother, he got 235,000.
Oh, wow.
He played the long game.
Yeah.
It took him 3 years in total.
Yeah, but did he go down?
Maybe a wee bit longer.
Did he have a civil case?
Well, it was wee Digby Brown.
What's up?
His lawyers, Digby Brown.
Okay, Digby Brown.
Yeah, that was the lawyers who dealt with it for him.
Yeah,
they took the chunk of 35,000 off it. So he got the 200, I think it was.
Oh, wow.
Or 210, maybe. It might have only been 25 they took off. Not quite sure, wasn't I? Asking about the finer details, you know, just no rough estimates.
yeah, of course. No, it sounds like a civil case. He's actually taken the Scottish government to court. What's happened is the Scottish government, because they were probably getting absolutely hammered in court by these cases, they've won this Scottish redress scheme. And it's designed to probably not affect, monetary-wise, them too much. The average claim value is about £55,000. But it obviously saves them a lot in core fees and, you know, other...
Yeah.
So it's a redress scheme. Just on that, Lisa, obviously I've explained to you my job going forward and what I'm going to do for you. Do you have any questions on that?
No, we've been speaking as we've been going. If I'd had any questions, you would ask during the...
Okay, perfect. So just obviously because of the sensitivity and the nature of these cases, of your case, I do obviously have to go back through a couple of things in which you've already signed, but there's not an issue. If you're not happy, I can get rid of them and rip them up. One of them being our fees and the other options that are out there for you, Lisa. So one of the options is you could do this yourself. You could actually apply to Scottish Redress yourself. Obviously, it's then on you to get all of your information together.
I couldn't handle that.
So there are other law firms out there. So that's one. The second one, there's other law firms out there who participate in what's called the government legal fee scheme. And that's where
there's a question. My brother Googled it. Your office is in London.
Our offices are in Stockport.
Is that in Scotland or England?
Greater Manchester in England.
All right. How would I been given information or seen it or read it or heard it that it was London office? I've only spoke to my wee brother about it. He's with yourselves as well.
Okay.
Michael Tarbert. See, I'm the only one that's got a different name, being I kept my married name to 27 to now.
Okay.
You know, I was not wanting to go back to the Tarbert name because we're known through it Dundee.
Yeah.
Because we were the only family whose children ended up in care.
Okay.
But the rest of the cousins and things like that have all been in trouble with the police. And There's three sets of families that lost a child through the drugs. Three different cousins with different families. And I was witness to two of them. I actually tried to revive one of my cousins, but I was 3 years too late, according to the ambulance. But the girl who was with him at the time when he's passed, she had delayed in getting in touch and things like that because it was all over heroin and he had just received his batch in that day. So that was in the house and she was trying to get rid of that and things like that, not by us. But she ended up getting away with it. I was in her bag. The police didn't search her bag, which is strange.
Oh, wow.
She managed to have it in the lining of the bag, like books. Tennis ball, maybe a wee bit less than tennis ball size balls. She had about four of them in her bag. How could they miss that?
Yeah, that's Yeah, it's mental how they even let her walk away from her.
But then she got to go in another room to be questioned, and obviously he got strip searched in the house,
yeah.
And only there at the end of it, my cousin, but he got strip searched, and so did his niece. She got strip searched as well. And so did the lady I'm talking about, his girlfriend. She
yeah.
got a strip search too, but she managed to get through a bag full of stuff. Surely they're going to check a bag when drugs are involved.
You think so, wouldn't you? At least get a dog on her.
Unless she's saying it, being like, oh, well, I'll tell you then, Bob, if you let us keep the stuff kind of hanging. And I know they do that, the police. Then if they're getting better information, then they'll leave her be whatever. No, I know that's done.
Just on that, do you want me to request some of your criminal records? Do you want me to desar the police?
They're just drug charges.
Yeah, but
not for anything else.
Because of what's happened to you, if you know the likelihood is you may not have ever gone onto drugs had you have not been mistreated in care.
Uh-huh.
So it's Dundee, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
So the Dundee police records. I'll target them as well. I'll try and get as much information from them as I possibly can as well. With your permission.
Yeah, yeah. If anything else, to
no,
you can get the police
records. Everything for you. Let me just
what will
this.
You do? Will you get the deeper one? You know how you get a light criminal background.
That's a CRP.
You get a basic one, but there's the more thorough one.
Yeah, we'll be. Yeah, we're not after a criminal record check. We're not employing you for a job, or we don't need to know if you know.
It's a different type of thing you're asking for. Then is that?
Yeah, we're asking for full information on your criminal history. Yeah.
Yeah.
All due, obviously, we can tie that, or potentially tie that down to the fact that you were mistreated and. In care, it's all evidence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just let me run through these options again for you. So obviously you could do it yourself, which you said no to. There are law firms out there who do get paid by the Scottish Government to help clients apply. I can't comment on how they work, but obviously they take a fee from the Scottish Government. We don't do that. We don't take money from the Scottish Government. We're actually in this with you on a no-win, no-fee basis.
Yeah.
We've actually entered into a private fee agreement with you.
And what the rate you charge?
So our fees are capped at 20%, including VAT. So you'll never pay us more than 20%.
That's good. Because there was my brother done it, and it was
30%.
Yeah.
Plus VAT. So you end up paying about 30%. But you'll never be charged more than 20% from us. You may be charged less. In accordance with our fee structure, but it's a genuine no win no fee. So if you lose or if we don't get a result for you, we won't put you under any financial duress. You won't owe us any money. We win with you, we lose with you, and that's it. You also have a 14-day cooling off period, Lisa.
Do you get legal aid? But us?
No. We're fully in this together.
Yeah, you're doing a fight for the league.
You're
in England anyway. It's probably a different system. Your legal aid to our legal aid, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm not sure on how legal aid works, if I'm honest. It's generally more criminal law that utilises legal aid. This is more, claim management, if you like.
Uh-huh.
So we loan money.
It's civil, really, is it? Civil matter.
Yeah, it's more civil, than it is legal, But we loan money, so we take a loan out, or the law firm takes a loan out against your case, and it's on us then to pay that loan back. But we're with you for the 12 months, however long your case takes.
Uh-huh.
We don't get paid then until you get paid.
Right.
Do you have any questions on the fees? Or
that was all probably in the small print of the contract, see, but I've not read the contract. Like you say, I'm not really caring about the money side of things. That's the least of the issue.
Do you understand those three separate options, Lisa?
Yeah, yes,
do. You have any
do.
Questions about them?
No.
Are you happy for me to go ahead, or would you like to?
Totally happy.
Okay, perfect. The 14-day, Lisa, are you happy for me to waive the 14? Are you happy to waive the 14-day, so I can get started on your case now, or
yeah, just get started. Waive it.
Okay, perfect. It's entirely up to you. This is fully driven by you, Lisa. This is me running on your guidance.
I'm not
trying to sell you anything. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to start work on your case. I'll start sending requests out to these various different authorities, police, NHS, local authorities, and I'll give you a call in the next few weeks just to check in, really, Lisa, see how you're getting on.
Let's save this. No, I might not love us to save it, actually, because it's coming up premium number. But your number is under it, though. It's an 0845 number.
Yeah, let's save that number for now.
Would that be the same number you'd be calling on next time? Yeah.
You may be. I'm going to send you all the details out, Lisa. I'm going to send you a letter out in the next. We'll be with you in the next couple of weeks. We'll have all of our contact details, all of our out-of-hour contact details as well. So if you need those out-of-hours, if you're struggling with your mental health, you know, you can give us a call. We can help you, direct you, just have a chat with you. If you remember something about your case, you know, I'll give you all the contact details that you need. And then from there, I'll give you a call every few weeks, let you know how I'm getting on.
Just
checking in with you, Lisa. I'm gonna walk you through this process now. Just me and you. Anyone who doesn't ring you, anyone who rings you, should I say, and is not me, either ask for me, and if I can't come onto the phone, I'm maybe not speak to them until I can get on the phone and have a chat with you.
Yeah, that's fine. What's your name again?
Michael Parle, P-A-R-L-E.
What's similar to my own name?
Yeah, Park. You just change the K to an L and an E.
Find a clean bit on pad. I've been using it a lot lately. I've only got a couple of pages of it left. Right, so it's sugar. P A R double L.
No, L E.
L E.
Yeah.
Yeah, got that.
Perfect. Right. Thank you very much, Lisa. Thank you for your time today. Do you have any other questions for me?
No, nothing at all.
Perfect.
No.
Okay. I'll go and get to work on your case, Lisa.
Wait, they have got the number. If there's anything to do with Suncub.
Yeah, just bring me, yeah.
If I can't think of anything, it's when I speak to my brother, I'll mention it to him, that's what's happening, because he's doing it as well, eh? Because we talk about it, so say to him, this is what's happening, that, and if he says, well, what about this? Then I've got your number. I could.
Yeah, of course. Just ring me. If I don't answer, at least I'll leave a message and I'll ring you straight back.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'll ring you straight away. Thank you very much, Lisa. It was lovely speaking to you. Thank you for today.
Yeah, same with you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Yeah, you too, Lisa. Thank you very much.
I will do. Okay, thanks very much. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.